verse 8, and the officers shall speak further unto the people, and they shall say, what man is there that's fearful and faint-hearted? Let him go and return unto his house, lest his brethren's heart faint as well as his heart. Now, there might be a man that just very frankly says, I'm a coward. I don't want to go fight. I'm afraid to. I don't want to go fight. And therefore, I want to stay home. I've always said that these are four good reasons for a man not going to war. Now, I don't think the first three reasons would have gotten me, but that last one would have. If you're afraid and faint-hearted, you're fearful, you're not to go. Now, I would have turned and gone home. And you remember how this worked. That was in Gideon's day. This law was applied to Gideon. Gideon started out with quite a few there, you recall. He had several thousand. He ended up with 300. Why? Well, because there were those there that when they came down to the water, they got down on all fours, took a drink. This other crowd, they went through and lapped it up like a dog. They said, let's get to the enemy, get this job done. We want to protect and save our nation. And so they're the ones that went to battle. These others did not. Now, I do not know about you, but I personally have not quite agreed with all this business of burning of draft cards. I've had great sympathy with many of these young men, but I wished instead of trying to blame it on the government and trying to blame it on something else, why don't they just come out and say they're yellow and they don't want to go fight? And I will agree that that's a good reason. That would have kept me out of the battle, I can assure you that. I wouldn't have gone. I couldn't have gone because I'd have to say my knees wouldn't hold me up. I wasn't permitted to play much football when I was in college and in high school for the very simple reason I had to work my way through school. And I'd never been able to prove whether I was a good enough player to be given a scholarship. And I'd actually have had to have more than a scholarship as I supported my mother. So I had to give it up, but I played a little, and I enjoyed it. But there's one thing about it. Right before that kickoff, when that whistle is blown, honestly, and I played the backfield, standing way back, my knees buckled. There were times when I would actually go down on one knee. I was so scared. But the minute I was hit, if I got that ball and I was hit, I want to tell you, from then on, I'm all right. You see, there was this excuse, but I wanted to play. Now, what is back of all of this? God says, I want my people to know two things when they go to war. One is, they're on the right side, that they're fighting for that which is right, and God is with them. The second thing that is very important is that they be enthusiastic about it. And I would say today that the draft was a good thing, provided it was put on this basis. I don't think it's a good thing unless it is put on this kind of a basis today. And I think if a fellow's yellow, he ought to say so. He said, I'll be honest with you, I'm yellow. I have no heart for this thing at all. And I think that would be an excuse, by the way. And it'd get rid of this motley mob that we've had today, that this is a war we're fighting for our country, and that the flag and that patriotism are really something. It's worthwhile, but not the way it's been carried on today by politicians, you see. So God was very wise after all. He had a marvelous arrangement here for his people, even in time of war. Now will you notice verse 11? And it shall be, if it make the answer of peace, and open unto thee, then it shall be that all the people that's found therein shall be tributaries unto thee, they shall serve thee. Now this all has to do with warfare, you see. And if it will make no peace with thee, but will make war against thee, then thou shalt besiege it. Now this is another great principle. And you will recall that General Douglas MacArthur did not believe in fighting a war that you don't try to win. That's the curse of our nation, is its compromise and our phony piousity today. It's shot through our churches, it's in our government that we are a great, big, wonderful brother. Now, don't misunderstand me. I love my country. I love my nation, but I hate to see this type of thing. He said, don't fight a land war in Asia. He said in his day that if you're going to fight a war, you're to fight it to win. That's the purpose of it. And that's exactly what God says. You got no business to fight a war unless you're fighting it to win. May I say that God put down some very good principles here, friends, and I think that we've departed very far from them.